I would say, pretty sordid details coming out now of what appear to be a pretty big falling out with Moore and, of course, what happened over at Michigan.
I think it's more just a falling out.
Well, I mean, falling out
is a way too soft way. He's accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. And yeah, we don't have to get into the more specific details after that. I think it's more than just had a falling out. It's not like they got in an argument over what uniforms are going to be next year. I mean, let's not downplay what it is.
They're in a weird spot. Because, look, people were tired of Moore for the reasons that are you don't beat Ohio State and you don't get to the college football playoff. People are always going to can you at one of the big major programs. The personal details of this, and I encourage you all to read them, they're pretty bleak. I don't know if this is the end of Moore's coaching career, but it's probably the end of his head coaching career for now. Look, Bobby Petrino somehow got himself back coaching as the head coach at some point at Arkansas, so I don't want to rule out anything. College sports are crazy. And I don't have to go back through how many different times people tried to rehire Art Briles after the mess that took place with him and Baylor.
He is coaching, not at any big level. But.
So, I don't want to say that he's got no chance to coach ever again. What the hell's going to happen here? Are they going to try to steal somebody power schools? They could just go Joe Brady. Couldn't they just go big time college? None of the NFL names that we saw rumored to be possible college coaches got plucked. Could they not go the college or the assistant in the NFL route to make their head coach? Why not?
I don't think at Michigan, I don't think it makes sense. Like Joe Brady, if he were to go to college, Joe Brady, I don't think is coaching Michigan. I think Joe Brady will coach, he would coach a, I don't know, NC State or something like that.
But it's December 11th, though, Drew. I mean, this is late in the hiring cycle. Technically, the cycle's over, right? Nobody thought there was going to be another job that was going to happen at this point in time.
Not a big one, at least. I mean, there's still a couple of
them. Sherrone Moore was a guy that just got promoted from within because of Harbaugh and the mess that's there. So the fact that he was the head coach anyway, while it's a top-tier job, nobody's arguing that. It's Michigan. I don't think it's beneath Michigan to hire somebody like Joe Brady. They just promoted Sherrone Moore, for crying out loud. A 39-year-old that started at the JUCO level that rose up. It was a great story until now. He ruined it.
In fairness, I think Sherrone Moore got that job because of Jim Harbaugh. If they open the cycle, they could find a much better coach than Sherrone Moore.
But not
just my opinion.
But what about this late, man? All these jobs have been filled. You're kind of up against it in terms of certain candidates. I don't believe Kalen DeBoer is leaving Alabama for Michigan.
I wouldn't think so. I do think that Jed Fish is a name to watch out for in Washington, because it would be a job upgrade. In terms of coordinators and stuff like that, Glenn Schumann is a really, really good one at Georgia. We saw Dan Lanning go from coordinator at Georgia to Oregon, and he's obviously doing a fantastic job. So I don't think it's not going to be hard for Michigan to get somebody. It's just sorting out what they want to do. And obviously now that it's past signing day, things can obviously change post signing day. It's not that big of a hurdle to jump, but you've got the portal coming up, notably on January 2nd. I think by the time we get to there, they've got to have a head coach sorted out, which I don't think that'll be an issue necessarily, but it'll be an interesting next couple of weeks because Biff Pogge has been named the head coach. Head coach.
Who?
He's the guy that wears the sleeveless hoodies.
He wears tank tops, yeah. How many coaches?
What a name.
Oh, we might have sound in the system. That's the guy. You've heard of him.
Biff Pogge is the interim, and he's preparing to face Texas, who still, by the way, is only a 6.5-point favorite in that game over Michigan. I'm still stunned by that spread being as low as what it is. But I think in the next couple weeks, they'll at least have a decision figured out, particularly because they got to get somebody so they can convince Bryce Underwood to stay and those players to stay, because that'll lose a lot of guys.
If I'm Bryce Underwood, I'm gone. Gone. I'm dead serious. If I'm whatever college program needs a quarterback right now, if I'm Eli Drinkwitz, I'm on Bryce. I'm on Underwood's phone as quick as I can get on it. I'm going through whatever back channel I can get through. Why would he stay? This is one of those. This is embarrassing enough for Michigan. This could set them back from being a serious high-level contender, the kind that they've been for the last decade, for five or more years, depending on what happens with this hire.
I don't know anything enough about Underwood, but did he go there because he truly loves Michigan, or did he go there because,
he's from Michigan.
And that's the thing.
That was the ultimate thing. So, he was at LSU and then decommitted and flipped to Michigan.
So that would be why maybe he would consider saying. The name that I think will be interesting to watch, Dillingham over at Arizona State.
Kenny Dillingham is the other one. Is another one, yes.
He's somebody to watch.
They're also losing guys in the portal, too, by the way.
Their quarterback, Sam Leavitt, is leaving. He's complained publicly about his facilities there at Arizona State, so maybe that's a name. Jesse Minter's complicated because he's got, we were talking before the show, he's got a show cause from the investigation in Michigan already, and he's the current DC with the Chargers, and a lot of people are speculating that Jesse Minter's going to be an NFL head coach here soon.
If you were to pick an NFL guy, he's the name that obviously makes the most sense because he was just recently there with Harbaugh and all those other things. I will say, this isn't going to happen, I don't think, but desperate times sometimes cause for desperate measures. And I think Michigan will be willing to pay the buyout for almost anybody at this point. And not only that, but also make them the highest paid head coach in college football. I think that that's where things might be with Michigan, where they don't want to go back to the years where they were going 4-8 and 5-7 and missing bowl games post, you know,
I mean, nobody wants
Denard
to,
Robinson's
but...
career. I think that that's where Michigan's at, where they're willing to, they got the donors and they got the money. I think in the alumni base to cover a buyout and also make them the highest paid coach in college football. I'm not saying they're going to poach anybody away necessarily, but
ESPN this morning was talking about Eli Drinkwitz.
I was going to say I didn't want to.
He just signed.
I understand that, but hang on. For all the stuff that we talk about with jobs and everything like that, I do think to this point, Cody, there is a Michigan is the same type of job as an LSU is or as a Florida is. It's better than Florida, in my opinion, right now, obviously, given the standing of them. But if you were to say, if you're Michigan and Drinkwitz gets a phone call from whoever the AD is there and says, hey, man, we're going to make you, we are confident in you enough to make you the highest paid coach in college football, or the second highest paid coach in college football. And we got resources and you're in the Big Ten compared to the SEC where, yes, it is a very good conference, but there's really only 4-5 teams in the Big Ten that are legitimately worth anything. There's only 3 Big Ten teams in the college football playoff this year. I think that there is an argument to be had that Eli Drinkwitz would take that job and Michigan would do whatever it takes to find somebody like Drinkwitz, Dillingham, or Jed Fish. I think it fits. It makes sense.
Michigan is one of those jobs, though.
It's one of those select few. But like it's kind
of
like Matt Campbell surprised me a little bit. But we do this a lot in college football where... Like, I got to bring up Kellen DeBoer. Why would he leave Alabama?
Well, I agree with you on that. He's not leaving
like,
Alabama.
And in a lot of ways, I just feel like Drinkwitz just signed this contract. He just got everything he needed. He's in the SEC. I don't think it's going to be him. I'd be stunned, honestly.
I told you the two names I think it's more likely to be. But I don't think we can say it's like it would be the most... It would not be the craziest thing, in my opinion, if that happened. I think it's way crazier if Kellen DeBoer leaves Alabama than Eli Drinkwitz left Missouri for Michigan.
Yes, but also I think it's not going to happen.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
Like, it's just like, it's so small. It's like a 1% chance that they pick up the call, they try to convince Drinkwitz.
In terms of the odds or whatever, Eli Drinkwitz is not in the most consideration, I don't think, for people. But I mean, I even think Mike Elko at A&M is a guy that Michigan, because I think that's the thing about Michigan is that if you were to convince a coach to be like, yeah, I know I just signed, but it's Michigan. I think also Elko is kind of like
it's kind of like
Kurt Cignetti in a way where not only do you have the oil money, but you're in Texas and you also have the number 3 team in the country or number whatever team in the country. Now they are 7.
Michigan right now. Michigan's a better school, better program, all that stuff. He can win just as much at A&M right now. I wouldn't leave A&M this second. Would you if you were Elko? I don't know, man.
No, I wouldn't. But I think because the both of you guys have talked about how much better a job is than other places where I've been a proponent of Lane Kiffin should have stayed at Ole Miss because he can win there. It makes sense that
A&M
is
unique because with the money that they have around that program, you can accomplish what you need to accomplish.
Yeah.
You know, assuming he likes College Station. I don't know. Like, you know, there's some people that they're in a spot. They just don't like the city that they are
in. He's going to enjoy the Upper Peninsula instead?
I've never talked to Mike Elko in my life. I have no, my point is like without knowing that, like if it turns out like, yeah, actually his wife hates College Station. So maybe she likes Ann Arbor better. I have no idea.
There's another coach maybe on the right. Diaz at Duke. I mean, he's done a great job there. Maybe he's a guy that you also call if it gets down to that point. I think Michigan will be fine. It'll just be who do they get and it might actually reopen the entire coaching carousel all over again.